You are listening to the Hustle and Glow podcast with Francesca Alexander. This is a time to be seen, known, and heard, even if your business is taking a hiatus. No matter what type of business you own, this is the opportunity to get discovered by potential customers and gain new leads by using the power of social media. Social Collab was designed for you in mind to help you understand and determine how to use social media for your business. This is not just another masterclass or online training. We take you on a personal business coaching process, and I designed your marketing dashboard that you can roll out into your business. To find out more, go to hustleandglow.com. Today, I'm here with Pam Martin, and I met Pam through, actually, I was in a networking meeting, and then she was having a meeting within the cafe that I was having a network meeting in, and I think it's safe to say that Pam knows almost everybody in New Zealand when it comes to business.
That's why.
So here is Pam. Pam, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Oh, this is such a, I mean, aside from, I think that you in this time, what we're all globally going through, it's so great to hear from you and your perspective. But I also like your optimistic take on everything. And most importantly, you've had a life journey of like 1,000 women. So if we could start with, what got you here? How did you start out? I mean, you are a master networker, which is amazing. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I really love this part of your story, Pam, because you have this breakout part of in your life, and every woman has a breakout moment, right? So you were able to see clearly what is, you know, meaningful to you, what is not serving you, and then you went ahead and put some actionable pieces into place. Tell us a little bit more about that.
I couldn't cope on my own. I couldn't cope financially. I was useless. And I knew I needed to get out, but it was so scary. How do I do it? And then a friend who had been in the same situation told me that how she did it was that she went house-sitting. And house-sitting, where you go and look after someone's house when they're away, look after their pets, you can live for free for a few weeks. And I just worried and worried and worried, but I was coming up to 60 at the end of the year, and I just believed if I didn't do it now, I never would. But I was, I'm so scared, And we went on over to Maui. My son got married, and I thought, I'm not going to do it till after that, because I didn't know how Alan would react. And I went to the wedding, came back, and I had arranged a house sit. And then what I said to him was that a friend had had a house sit, and they'd been let down, and I was going to go and give us a break. And basically, I never went back. I know it's a kind of coward's way of doing it, but I'm not very good at really big conflicts. And I just found that. And before that, a few weeks before, I'd squirreled just a few things away at friends' houses. So things that were really important, like documents and photos and, you know, just those precious things.
Yes.
Because I thought, well, if I can't ever get back into the house again, what do I need to take? And so I sort of did that. And squirreled some clothes away and stuff I took with me, and that was how I did it, which was, yeah, and it meant that I could live, because I didn't have the money, really. I mean, we did have a joint account, but I wouldn't take that. I didn't have money to set up a new home.
That part is, you know, if we could just stop and reflect on that part, that, you know, aside from you thinking that was the coward way out, I actually see, wow, that's the courageous way out. And you took a chance and you believed in yourself. That's huge. That is, a lot of women struggle with that. So I just want to
recognize that moment, or that it was you believing that this life, whatever it was not anything that you wanted to go forward, and you made active and really smart, innovative decisions on how to get out of it. Who would know to use the house sitting piece as a way to graciously go out? The way that you actually planned, like getting, some bits and pieces that were meaningful to you put away. So, if you didn't want to go back, you had them. I mean, this is all pretty mastermind stuff, Pam.
At the time, honestly, Francesca, I was terrified. I was really, really terrified. Yeah, because he made me believe it, and I believed him. I believed that I couldn't cope financially. Mm. And when I said to people I was doing it, because I was coming up to 60, people were saying, why are you doing it now? Don't stay. He's got a beautiful house. He's earning good money. Why would you want to leave? And I said, because I'm not happy. And I didn't want to be there for the rest of my life. And I thought, God, if he's retired, just the whole thought of it. I just realized if I didn't do it then, and that the house sitting, when I first left, I didn't have a lot of money. But because everything's paid, I only ever had to pay my petrol, my food, and my mobile phone. And they were really the expenses. There were times when I didn't have a lot of food. I didn't have money to do a lot of things. And I was very scared. It took me 6 months, I think, to really kind of get into a routine with it. And occasionally, because house sitting takes a while. And you don't always have continuous sits. So then you have to have friends. And my friends were amazing. And I'd just stay with them for a week or so. But I began to find the websites that have house sits on. And, of course, once you get going, if you can be good at it, you get repeat business, which I eventually did. And I did it for 4.5 years.
Wow.
But it was scary. And I'll tell you the funniest thing, Francesca. When I started, because, you're leaving your home, and that's really hard. And I ended up, have you ever seen those pictures on Facebook of a little guy on a bike with 9 million boxes? You know those ones that came out at the beginning? Or people trying to, a little trolley, but they've got way, way, way too much stuff in it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's how my car looked. I didn't have a station wagon then. I later got one, but it's just an ordinary car. And there was so much stuff because I kind of felt I needed to kind of recreate my home there. So, I took my reading lamp. I took ridiculous stuff with me, which later I realized you don't need. And in the end, I got it down to like 6 boxes and one of those hanging things for your clothes. And I had a little storage place where I kept my other clothes. But I couldn't afford to have a big storage place. So it was just about, I suppose it was probably 3 meters by maybe 2. And I had a filing cabinet and bookcase and just a few bits. Yeah. And my other clothes for the other season. But those first 6 months, and the trouble was nobody knew where I was, because when you're moving around so much, it wasn't like people could drop in to see me. And I felt embarrassed, so I wasn't telling people where I was.
So if you're in that state, how did you find out what the next step was? And what did you do from that point?
Well, I think I realized that if I was going to do this for a while, and it was the only solution at that point, I needed to get really good at being a house sitter. That was something I did. I learned a lot. And I did things like when I went into a house, everything's in a particular position. So I worked out, okay, at the end, you want it back where it was. So I went around and took photos of where everything was. They had 9 million pillows on the bed. I don't like pillows on the bed, so they were off while I was there. But I had to put them back. So I did things like that. I'd even photograph the larder, because they always say help yourself, but I never felt I did, but I'd always replace it.
You said the larder, which is, for Americans, is like the pantry. The pantry. No, it's charming. Keep it. Yeah.
Pantry.
P-A-N-T-R-Y.
That's an English one.
Yeah, I love it.
That's an English one. Larder. So I take photos so I could always put things back. But then I also realized at the end of house sits, people actually want to come home from their long trip and just be on their own. So, you know, you leave a note telling them what's happened. But that was a bit boring. So I decided to be a bit different. And so I made the letter from the animals. So I took photos. And so it was things from the dog, you know, about well, I got a train, you know, or the cat saying, well, you know, she's okay, you know, cleaning. And the things that happened. So, like, if the dog escaped next door or something like that. And there was one case where a little dog ran away, and I was, oh, God, I was absolutely terrified. Mm. And so the dog said, it was really funny because I was hiding under the house, and I watched her go backwards and forwards. So it meant it was fun, and I put lots of photos in of the animals. And so it got to the point where my repeaters actually looked forward to the letters when they got home.
Oh, that's lovely.
And wow. I've got a whole folder of them that I kept. So that meant I got repeat business, and it meant that I got really good recommendations, which got me the longer house sit.
So this kind of rolls into what you're actually doing now, because it rolls into, like, the retention, getting repeat customers, and also too, it's so great because you can, I mean, women, we really know how to sort of reinvent ourselves. But you chose a company that is, you would think, okay, all of the young millennials and Instagrammers are taking on this type of work. You've decided to take it on. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing now.
Yeah, well, now I realized that for me, I wanted something that was flexible. Going back into a static job wasn't going to work for me. I like something where I can meet lots of people. And also I want to make a difference and help people. But I needed the right company. And a company came out here, well, it's just over 3 years ago now, called Arbonne. Now, Arbonne is in the States. It's in 6 countries around the world. But it had only just arrived in New Zealand. And I, at first, didn't intend to get back involved in multi-level marketing. But I tried their products, which were exceptional. And then I did some research on the company. And I found that Arbonne was set up 40 years ago, and it's always been green. It's always been non-toxic, right from the beginning, when, you know, it was set up in the 70s, which was plastic, fantastic time. Mm. And the guy who set it up had a mum who had sort of a lot of jobs to keep the family going. And so when he set it up, he wanted to create a model that would allow women to stay home with their kids. Now, at that time, women very rarely did because they had to go out to work. So, and that model has continued all the way through and just got better. So Arbonne is a health and wellness company. It does 100% botanically based skincare, makeup, and nutrition. But it uses green chemistry to make sure that although it's natural ingredients to start with, they're used in the best way to get results. So I love that, and I love the continual research that goes on around it, and we have transparent lists of ingredients. But what they also did that was very clever was that in the last few years, realizing the millennials are coming through, they created it as an online business. So literally, I can run my business from my phone. I can, if someone wants to buy something, they can do it through their phone. And it provides everything for you. So for a very, very small investment, you get a fully set up online business. Full e-commerce website, CRM, all the product knowledge. They provide all the collateral you need to be able to put things out. And a lot of it designed specifically for social media. But they also have ethics behind it, which I love. So they have a best department, which makes sure that anything we put on social media is right. You know, we're not making wild claims or stuff like that. The whole company has just got this incredible ethos around connecting people and nature. And they believe that everyone can flourish if we all work together.
I think
it's amazing.
I'll say here, because I think that, you know, once we go into Arbonne and people are familiar with it, I'm a customer. I'm not affiliated with Arbonne in any way yet. I say that yet because I'm probably going to sign on under Pam, only because I want to. Well, first of all, true transparency, I'm a cheapskate and I love the discount. I'm using the product anyway, so why not get the discount? And I, you know, if you've heard any of my podcasts before, I've worked in the beauty industry for, oh my gosh, had to be about at least 12 years. With, you know, on the sales floor of a luxury department store called Nordstrom. And I understand the quality of skincare. And then that was the retail side. Then I went into the beauty industry in the marketing side, and anywhere from product development to actually marketing the products and using social media to elevate those products in a high-end luxury spa type of environment. I will say that Arbonne products and the efficacy of them are, I mean, they're comparative, and I will, and I'm saying this on purpose because I want Pam to finish this for me, but they're comparative to La Prairie skincare. So, and Pam, tell us why they're so comparative and so that efficacy level is so high with Arbonne.
Yeah, they put so much into their research. And they actually had blind clinical trials for their products and ingredients to make sure that not only are they as pure as possible, but also they work. And the thing I think that they've shown over the years is if they're doing research and they discover that an ingredient isn't either working the way it should, but we were explained that even natural things sometimes don't work. But if they do it properly, and they find that there's something that could possibly be not right, they'll change it. They're not stuck in their formula, and so they're constantly innovating. And because of the fact that it is sold direct to the customer, it keeps the cost down. So yes, we're definitely at the premium level with La Prairie, but the costs end up being around the middle level with like Clinique, and the results are amazing. I mean, that was, you know, people said when I started using the product, wow, you know, you're looking amazing. Now, part of me thought it was my divorce, but then I thought, no, maybe not.
That divorce glow.
and it does. And the point is that so many people now really want that. You know, the millennials, people like that, they want things that are green. They want companies who really put everything into the consumer. They care that the consumer is getting what they need, but they're also doing it in a way that helps the environment. Arbonne is very unusual. It's a B corporation. Now, that is a very hard certification to get. It means that you look after your customers, you're looking after the environment, the community, your business, the governance, and your staff. And it's all checked independently. And for them to put the commitment into achieving that is phenomenal.
I think it's great. And I think also, too, one of the other 2 points, just as a beauty connoisseur, because I do classify myself as a bit of a beauty connoisseur. One is that a lot of people don't know that you get all your skin damaged by age 18. So all of the sun that's happening, you know, up until age 18, you're done. So for me, when I was in the beauty industry, oh gosh, I think I started when I was 25, I was like, I am bathing in anything that is going to help reverse or help with the aging process. So that was one. The second thing is, the reason why I brought up La Prairie is because the founder of Arbonne was in product development for La Prairie, correct?
Oh, that's right. I've forgotten that. Yes, you're right. Yeah, he did a lot of development work before he set up Arbonne. Yeah.
Which is great. I love that. So we're talking about, you know, that chemist perspective that is of that luxury brand. And then, you know what? He saw it and said, you know, there's got to be a way to get that same efficacy level and also make it green. And that is that for me as a consumer, I went, all right, I will listen, because I will tell you, in the early 2000s, when people were trying to get green, and you know, you would buy skincare, and some of it actually you would go to stores and it was refrigerated and you would try it, the efficacy level wasn't there. And the thing about Arbonne is that the efficacy level, it's absolutely there. And I saw a difference immediately. And I always thought that, okay, I buy the correct products before, but to feel that, okay, but these products are also green, that was just, I also felt like, you know, internally, that, you know, what it's going to break down and go into your bloodstream. I'd rather have this than anything else because I know this is safe.
Oh, it's so true. And the thing is as well, that's happened is a lot of people in the entertainment industry as well, and the beauty and the makeup industry, love it because our makeup is active. And when they put it on, it's very light. But because it's active, it's not creating a barrier on your skin. It's always working to moisturize your skin. So even if you had a bad night and you fell asleep with your makeup on, it's actually not going to hurt you the way normal makeup would. You know, and that's incredible. And a lot of actors are fed up with that caked-on makeup. And so there are productions now where they only use Avon makeup.
And this is really interesting because we know just by hearing you that you have a lot of knowledge around this. So let's go forward and go, okay, how do you use this as a business? And you know, you're using the same techniques about, you know, going in and touching the people that you know. One of our networking groups that we go to, a lot of people are really interested in what you're positioning. And what you're talking about, each products, and they're your regular customers. Tell me a little bit about how you evolved this into a business that's really thriving for you.
Well, for me, I love the fact that the products are very much a case that you can target them at different people. Obviously, some of them, like the makeup, things like that, are very specific. But the company has got such a wide range of products that you can actually go into a group of 30, 40 people and each week target a different group. And I've got guys that I deal with, and even young guys or whatever, who are going to the gym and they're looking for a different sort of nutrition setup. And we've got that. We've got a phytosport range that help people who are in training. And a lot of Olympic, Commonwealth Games teams are actually using them. We've got things like the Fizz Sticks, which are fun. They're like a healthy energy drink. But, you know, they work for people who are tradies who run around and need the energy. And this is a healthy way for them to get off.
Just to translate real quick, it's such a cute term, tradies, but tradies are construction workers,
it's electricians, plumbers, people like that, people, or even landscape gardeners, people who are out and about. And need the energy. And at the moment, they're stopping and getting a coffee or one of those tea drinks, or the energy drinks.
Yep.
But they're really bad for you.
Yes.
And this, the one we have is really good. But then you've got women who love makeup, and they've created like a little size pack. And some women don't wear a lot of makeup, so they put the five most common things together in a pack because they want to help them, and they can get that at a discount. But it also has the full range of makeup if it's a makeup artist or someone who's really into makeup. And the skincare has been geared for all different age groups. And people can either stick in one or they can mix and match. So we've got things for people who've got breakout skin and spots and pimples and things. And then we've got the RE9, which is the great anti-aging. And
that's, which I love. That's my thing, yeah, RE9, brilliant. Yeah.
The night cream is just incredible.
That's mine. Really, yeah.
You can almost hear your skin going, because it just loves it so much.
It just drinks it up and you feel protected, you know, so much that... I sometimes use it even for a day cream. It depends on how my skin is. If it's really dehydrated, and as I get older, less moisture, less oil, and that is just phenomenal on the skin. It just drinks it up.
It's great. And what the principle they use for the RE9 system is that daytime is for protection. So you're moisturizing, but it's also got an SPF, sunscreen protection in it. So the daytime creams are designed to moisturize all day, but also have protection in it. Same with the makeup. We've got a CC cream that actually protects you against the microbes and things in the air. And then at night, it's about repair. So all of the night creams and things like that are designed to go on your skin overnight. You've got beautiful, clean skin. You put that on, and then basically overnight, it will actually help to heal and anything. They've even got a spot essence, which is great for people who've got dark spots. And it's got retinol in it, and overnight it can help speed up the process of the skin renewing and reduces age spots.
So yeah, I think that that's important to just note too, that hyperpigmentation and which can come from pregnancy, any dark spots. If you have a acne scar, it can go into a dark spot. It will help with the hyperpigmentation, and it'll help lighten and brighten the skin, which is amazing. Yeah, I love that.
And that, I think for me as a business, I love it because it's helping people. You can help people of all ages. And also because it has got a business element to it, I can do it basically until I fall off the pitch. You know, and I kick the bucket. And I needed something like that because at the end of the day now, I'm 66 now.
Mm.
And it's really important, and it's something that keeps me busy. There's masses of training, so we learn about all the stuff that we're doing. There's lots of personal development. It's a community, it's a family, and Argonne is very unusual because it is so family based, and it's also very altruistic. And as people start to succeed, there's almost an expectation that they will get involved in some of the charity and the work that that members do, not the company, but the members do as well. And so the overall thing of it is brilliant. And there's a lot of youngsters who are literally just taking it by the, you know, by the throat and going with it, because of course they've got the ability around social media. And this business works because it's online. It's so great. You can have an international business using the knowledge you've got around social media. Me, I'm learning. Francesca's being amazing.
You're further along than most people in their 20s. I told you that. It's the absolute truth.
Well, the thing is that now, especially in this lockdown situation that we're all finding ourselves in, it's a perfect opportunity for people to take advantage of social media to promote what they're doing. Mm. And I know for me, having someone like Francesca with her wealth of knowledge in that area is brilliant, because for some businesses who've never touched social media, what an amazing opportunity to learn about this stuff, to learn about going online and doing virtual meetings, to learn about, well, what could it do for my business? And I might do it, but if I'm not going to do it, then people like Francesca now can really come into their own, because she's got this wonderful expertise. And I think a lot of businesses are actually going to come out of this whole COVID-19 situation being much stronger, having a much better way to promote their business. I think it's going to be a very different environment. And I actually think it's really exciting if people embrace it and, you know, say, well, I'm locked down for a month, 2 months, 3 months. Let's get into it. Let's learn about social media. Let's find people who can help. And my business can then be ready when we come out. I've already built my customer base. So, you know, I think it's very exciting. And love working in a business.
I think
like that.
I mean, aside from, you know, how timely this type of business would suit you, but even before that, when we were talking and discussing it, what I really liked about it is that if you're an entrepreneur or want to be an entrepreneur, this is a system that will actually set you up. There's a community in place, so which is great, right? So you're touching in with that community and they're helping you build stuff. But I've also, to be again transparent, I had another marketing company that I did work with, oh gosh, 15 years ago. And it was really depressing. It was, you know, you went to the sales meetings, but you had no say. You didn't have a lot of collateral or support. And you were just like, if you're strong enough, you'll make it. Like, how do you send your people out there saying that? Just silly. This has the potential for people that don't understand or never worked on this type of side of business, or maybe not even worked in the business traditional sense. This will set you up. This will educate you. Everybody from soup to nuts, really, you can catch on. It's in a language that is easily absorbed, which I really like. And it's somebody that even that my mother, who's, well, how old is she? 68, I think. She can catch on and she can do something like this really quite easily. So it's any, or, and it's a little different here in New Zealand, where some women in their 20s are not as, well, they're let's just say, like, in my experience in the U.S. is that women in their 20s, they seem to have caught on and embraced technology, where the women in their 20s here, they're still a little apprehensive on doing that. It doesn't matter. Yeah. You can really quickly scale and do it. And we've seen some people starting off in Arbonne and, oh, yeah, that's now a social media influencer. Like, wow, how crazy is that?
The thing with it is, it's your own business, but you're not on your own.
I love that.
For me, it's really, really important. There's always people there to help you. And the thing is, you can do you can create a business to fit the way you like to work. You don't have to do social media. The thing that's lovely is, it's not a sales thing. Arbonne is very much believes that you share things. And all you're doing is finding out where somebody's at. And if someone says, look, I've got a problem with my skin or my makeup, you share what we do. And if they want to get involved, they do. And if they don't, that's fine as well. It's never about convincing. You know, it's not like that hardcore sale thing. And I love that, because I always work on the theory, look, I'm sharing this with you. And if it works for you, that's great. But you might meet somebody else who's in it who might be interested. And you can send them along. And so it's never hard. And there are women who love to do makeup parties, and that's fine. And there are other people who never would do that, and they do their stuff on social media. You can have a Discover Arbonne event, or you can do it virtually. There's so many options, and there's people there to help you with all of them. And I think that the way forward, going forward, people are used to that click and buy now. They're used to buying online, and they're going to be even more so after this COVID-19. So we're perfectly placed to help them move forward. And there'll be a lot of people. My son laughs because I talk about side hustles, and he always says, Mom, that's what we youngsters do, not you. Well, I'm sorry, everybody's going to need side hustles going forward. But you don't know what's going to happen in the world. You need multiple streams of income. And this can be an add-on, or it could be, like, you know, your main income. But it's totally up to you. We give you the tool, we give you the help. That is a business. It's not a golden lotto ticket, although you have unlimited income potential. How you perform depends on you. And when you decide what you want, people are there to help you. But it's not, it is work. It is like a business. It will take a couple of years to really take off, unless you're a star, and there are some stars around. But if you treat it like that, it can be a huge part for your future and give you such security, because you end up with recurring income. And that is what I want, because that way when I'm 90, I can lie on the beach and I'll still have money coming in. And I like that idea.
I love that. Now, is there, what I'd like to get from you is kind of like just words of wisdom. You know, what would you like to say to women out there in this time?
I think the thing for women is to really realize the potential that they've got. I know potential is a word that's overused, but I think it's time that we actually stood up and were counted, because I actually think we can contribute a lot to ourselves and to the world. I was in a position when I was in my marriage where I, even though when I went out, I was me, I came home and I allowed someone else to basically shut me down, make me doubt myself, make me not believe I could achieve what I wanted to achieve. And I think if we're in that situation, we've got to really question it, and we need to either deal with it in the relationship or get out. But we have got so much going for us, because we are social people. We are people who are creative. We also have a great way to look at running businesses. It's the way women deal with things anyway. I know for us at the moment, we've got a woman prime minister, and she's amazing, because she's caring about the people and still doing great things. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You can be like that. And I do believe that the time of sort of women coming into this life is a new thing. And I think we need to do it. We need to stand up and be counted and realize we're amazing, and we can do anything if we set our minds to it. And not allow anyone else. I think it's actually, I'm not sure which one, but I remember a president's wife said that nobody can make you feel bad without your permission. That's like
Eleanor Roosevelt.
But
yeah.
That's it, Eleanor Roosevelt. And that's the point, is that for me, I was allowing my husband to make me feel bad, and I didn't deserve it, but I let him do it. And my standing up and walking out and saying no actually was incredibly empowering. And afterwards, I went back, and he was doing the, you know, argument, and I just said, no, I just don't want to live with you anymore, and walked out. And now we're actually friends, because he knows if he starts to go down that way, trying to blame me for what happened, I just walk out. And that was empowering. You know, I realized I can do this. You know, it's scary. It takes time. But there are women out there who can help. There are ways of doing it if you decide you want to do it. And I think women have got to decide that, and maybe we need to just stand up and, you know, take control of our lives. We've got amazing things we can do. You just have to decide.
Absolutely. And Pam, where can people find you on social media?
There's just Pam Martin on sort of Facebook and that matter, and that, I'm on Instagram as well. I have got a website that it's serialconnector.co.nz, but that's actually just under construction, so there'll be more stuff up there soon. You can find me there. And for Arbon, I've actually got a website there, which is Pam Martin Auckland at arbon.com. And that is where you can actually see what's happening with Arbon. And Arbon is ARBONNE. But
that
it's
sounds
a fascinating company.
Yeah, it is a fascinating company. And I'll make sure that we have all those links in the show notes. Thank you, Pam, so much. I really appreciate you sharing your story.
No, my absolute pleasure, Francesca. And I wish everybody stay safe and stay home in this really tough time for the world.
Thanks for listening. But before you go, I want to include an exclusive free offer for my listeners. I know, as an online business owner and owner of a marketing agency, that planning your social media like Instagram or LinkedIn can be exhausting, or you don't have the time or energy to get this done. Let me take this off your plate. Our wish for you is to make life just a little bit easier. Sign up for our free instant social media monthly content calendar at socialglobalgrind.com. Or you can just go to the show notes and click on the link. Thanks for listening.